Hey brother, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men again. I'm out here, the rain has stopped, finally, walking the dogs. This is my regular spot, just like Steve's barn, my regular spot is walking the dogs. So today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about challenge, about confrontation, the thing that most of us hate in relationships. You know, and yet it's one of the foundations of building a stronger relationship. It's one of the foundations of building a stronger character. One of the foundations of building the kind of life and future that you want to have is not being afraid of challenge. I think the thing is, most of the time that we're in this kind of self-protection mode, you know, I don't want anybody to think badly of me. I think maybe that'll affect how much connection and intimacy we have in the relationship. Or I don't know if I can control myself, right? When somebody challenges me, you know, I might give a little kick back. I might be a little bit snidey and say something that I know is going to be a little bit mean, but it's really coming from me being hurt in the first place. Whereas if you can kind of keep your heart open, if you can kind of keep your humanity intact. So this is a person I'm talking to, a person with feelings who could be feeling anything right now. Do I even know what they're feeling right now? Do I have any understanding of what their perspective is right now? Or am I just hearing the challenge to me, to who I am, and to how I'm showing up in this situation? Right? So challenge actually is a really, really good thing if you can keep yourself connected and grounded, and you can keep yourself in that place of humanity between the two of us. Challenge is also something that happens all the fucking time, everywhere, excuse my French. Whether we are at work, whether we're at home, whether we're just walking through our day, doing whatever, there's always challenges happening. Challenges around fitness and health and nutrition and sleep. There are challenges all the time, but because they're not another person challenging you, you know, then we don't have a problem with dealing with those challenges. A good way of understanding, you know, how to deal with challenges. Am I being direct without being cutting? You know, you can say what you mean, but don't say it mean, is the old saying, isn't it? Am I being direct without being cutting? Am I responding from my emotions or from my values? And what kind of impact am I having on the person who's challenging me? Right? Just being aware of those things doesn't mean that you have to have it all figured out. Just being aware of those things generally will keep you in a place of openness, open-heartedness, connection, and can build safety and trust. How you handle challenge is a key part of building safety and trust. And safety and trust are the foundational stones beneath connection and intimacy. So anyway, I hope that was useful for you today. Challenge is really, really important. And if you can be open to challenge, if you can see challenge as something useful, something foundational for your growth, for the relationship's growth, and for your partner's growth, because oftentimes challenge can be a really good area of growth for them too, then your relationship and your life will grow, guaranteed. Anyway, lots of love, brothers. Come to the website, goodguystogreatmen.com, fill in the application form, read some of the articles, listen to some of the videos. We would love to help you with some of this stuff. We've been there, we've coached thousands of guys through this. We know exactly what you're going through, so take care. Bye.